Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
Get your bones on.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Everyone, all together now.
Oh, this is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones. Say it with me now.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, you get one song to listen to, and that's it. You're done. No more music in your life. What's the last song that you're going to hear? Amy in Ashland City, Tennessee. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What song would it be?
It would be Close Enough to Perfect by Alabama.
Sing us a little bit of that.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Scare your listeners away.
All right. Let's go. Thank you for the call. Here is Jimmy in Tampa. Jimmy, last song, no more music. Music is forever being wiped off the earth. What's the last song you hear?
The Dance. Garth Brooks.
Yeah, give us a little taste of that, Jimmy.
Oh, that's a scary thought.
Jimmy, just a taste. I'm talking about just a little taste.
Looking back.
There we go. Keep it going.
On the memories of.
I'm with you.
The dance we shared. I'm done embarrassing myself.
That's pretty good, though.
Jimmy, hey, Jimmy, nice work, buddy.
Jimmy.
Nice work, buddy.
Jimmy.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy. Amy.
Yeah.
You get a song.
Mm-hmm.
What song is it? Music is ended forever.
I know.
What do you have?
This is one of my top five favorite songs anyway, but it's more about the message. I just want to hear it one last time so I can wake up and sing it every day, but it's 10,000 Reasons by Matt Redman.
Mm. Oh, you've played this before.
Yeah. It's based off Psalm 103, which I guess I could just read it, but I just love this song. So it's the last one I want to hear.
Joseph in Arkansas, one last song, then music disappears.
Boy Named Sue, Johnny Cash.
That's a jam. That's the best song without a chorus of all time.
Oh, yeah. That just gets you so jacked up.
It does. I love it. Like, I have that record. I mean, there's no chorus to Boy Named Sue. It's actually based off a Shel Silverstein poem.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Maybe.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Hey, and Johnny Cash, Arkansas boy.
Yeah.
Represent. All right. Thank you, buddy. Chad in New Orleans, Music Disappears Forever. Your song.
If Tomorrow Never Comes, Garth Brooks.
My favorite Garth Brooks song ever right there. I mean, that's it. For me, that's the best Garth song ever. Give me a little taste of that, Chad.
Absolutely not.
All right. I appreciate that.
I like when they sing. Come on, Chad.
I know. Chad doesn't have it in him. All right, Lunchbox, you get one song. What is it?
I wanted something inspirational, and it tells you to go out and seize the day.
Yeah.
Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Okay. If I had one song to listen to, and it was it. Now, it's not my favorite song.
Okay.
Whew. My favorite song is probably, of all time, is an old song, Ain't No Sunshine.
Oh, that's good.
Probably my favorite song. I love some John Mayer, love some Garth Brooks. Whew. Love some Ben Folds. Love some Zac Brown. You know, it's none of those. And this song was played at my grandma's funeral, and my grandma was like the most important person in my life. And it's such a beautiful song, and I probably go out with this one here. What a wonderful world.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
I mean, that song is so good to me, and it really reminds me of my grandma, and I know it should. I mean, it's played at her funeral, but it was one of her favorite songs, and
that's
it was
okay.
Just like, man.
That's from the Wonder Years.
No. What would you do if I sang out of tune?
Oh.
Would you stand up and walk out on me? That's a different, that's Joe Cocker.
Sounds the same.
Not really.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Not really.
That's special, though. Yeah. I think you have a good memory. So, and now that I think about it, mine was also played at my mom's funeral, but that makes it more special to me.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking that, but it was, and it makes it, yeah, I like it even more now.
Sarah in Texas? Music's going away, Sarah. You got one more. What is it?
Gravity by John Mayer.
Oh, let's do it together. Are you ready?
Sure.
Gravity is working against me. Take it.
Oh, gravity.
Oh.
Stay the hell away from me.
Woo! Don't talk about it. Yeah.
Wait, she can really sing.
I know. Hey, that's a great one, though. Continuum album.
Yeah.
Nah, that's the best John Mayer album ever.
Get your bones on. This is a Bobby Bones show.
Hey.
All right, time for good news, and everybody's got a good news story. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
All right, Amy, you're up.
This also serves as a PSA to update the chips in your dogs. Like, if they go missing and you happen to move, you might get them back 3 years later, because this woman, that's what happened to her. Her dogs went missing, but she kept moving, and she was like, you know what? I'm going to keep updating my address. 3 years later, she got her dogs.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh zoo workers rescue an ostrich from a frozen creek. It was cold. The ostrich was out on the ice. Boosh, fell in.
Oh.
Froze it up. Ostrich couldn't get out. Luckily, someone saw its head and went in. Zoo workers had to go in, crack in, and save the ostrich frozen in the water. Isn't that crazy?
It's pretty awesome.
It's awesome they also saw the ostrich in the water.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a lot of ostrich spotting. Lunchbox!
70 years after rescuing a fellow sailor, a man has received a Purple Heart. He is 90 years old. They were both in World War II, and he has finally been recognized for his heroism.
Oh, wow.
Good. Wow, that's good news there.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, what'd you find out about your family later in life? We were like, what? Almost like a boom, mind blown. Let's go to Ariel in Bryan, Texas. Hi, Ariel.
Hi.
Tell me something here.
So I always knew that my grandpa had been a fighter pilot in World War II. My family always talked about that. But I didn't find out until I was like 15 that he had actually been shot down and was in a concentration camp for like 7 months before the war ended.
Whoa.
Wow.
Nobody ever talked about it. There's no pictures. Nothing.
Wow. That's crazy. Whoa. Well, what secret did you find out later? Do you have one?
Yeah, man, compared to that one, mine
yeah,
just...
Yeah, listen, there's no comparing them because that's
I know. Mine's more like Front Street.
Go ahead.
My parents. So, I mean, your parents, they're married. They have you and your sister, and you think, oh, you know, they probably were married before they got pregnant or whatever. And then I started doing the math of when they got married when my sister was born.
The math, yeah.
I started doing the math. So, like, they were married in May. And then my sister was born in October. And I just remember when I found that out, I was like, oh, what? Mom! Mom!
I was an accident,
what?
Too. Like, I was an accident.
And, yeah, in my mom's wedding dress, now that I look back to it, because she didn't wear a traditional wedding dress, and it was blue. So like she could wear a white. Just kidding.
Is that why they wear white?
Yeah. I'm joking, Eddie. I'm joking. Yes. But her dress was blue, but you can. My mom was really, really petite, but you can kind of see like her little baby is probably in there, which was my sister, which makes me think like they probably only got married because my mom was pregnant with my sister. I mean, Dad, I don't know for sure if that's really why I got married.
Amy's talking to her dad right now.
If you're listening right now, I'm not hating. It's fine. But I wonder if that's what
probably
led them to
probably what got right then.
I know, but luckily that happened because then they wouldn't have had
then
me.
Then they wouldn't have had you. We're glad that your sister was an accident.
Wow.
Yeah, I was an accident.
But Christy, if you're listening, you're not an accident.
Yeah, you are. But so am I. It's okay. Accidents are good. Some accidents are great.
Well, I think that you're great. I don't like calling it an accident, though.
But that's
mine
what it
was
is.
Super accident because my mom was 15.
Well, I know, but.
That's like.
No, dude, you were a gift, an early gift.
I would tell you what, it's not much of a present. I'm going to be honest with you. No.
Uh-huh.
This doesn't need a big bow on it.
No.
Yes.
Do you think less of yourself because you were an accident?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Of course.
Because I met one girl that she had a tattoo like and it said a beautiful accident because
I'm like an awful accident. I always feel I've said this before and I won't stick because I wanted to keep the segment up, but I always feel like my mom didn't really have a shot because she had me so young. Like I kind of took her life away because at 15 you have a kid, game over. You have a kid and you're broke already, it's kind of game over
unless you find MTV.
That's true. They didn't have 15 and pregnant then.
Yeah, they didn't have
maybe
it then,
we'd
so
have been a whole
she missed
thing.
Out.
That's true. Lunchbox, the secret you found out.
Well, the secret I found out is I thought my parents were just this one big happy couple that, you know, my dad got down on one knee, proposed. My mom said yes, so excited. But the first time my dad proposed, my mom said no. And he had to go back. And then like 6 months later, she came back and said, all right, I'm ready to get married.
Wow.
So they almost didn't get married because she said no to the proposal.
At least you
that mean
pregnant.
I wouldn't be here, guys.
I know.
Hey, we're all like, we wouldn't be here.
Colin in North Carolina, the secret about your family.
So I found out when I was about 15 or 16 years old that my grandpa, my dad's dad, had broken out of prison twice.
What?
Dang. That's hardcore, dude.
For what did he do?
Like, remember when my cousin broke out of prison?
That was awesome.
Yeah. We were covering it on the show.
Yeah.
Like, my first cousin broke out of, first of all, it was on the news, his jail breakout, because he jumped through a hole and took off running and the cops chased him.
It's pretty impressive.
Then he went to St. Louis and they got him in Florida in a gun battle. And it's like, the cops were calling me, questioning me. And I was like, I haven't seen this dude forever. That's how my family rolls, though, dude. That's how we do it. I don't even really know him. Mine, and this was just when I was writing the book, is I was adopted for a while by my grandmother, and I didn't realize it till later on. I guess my mom just peaced out for a bit, and my last name was changed, and I saw a Social Security card with my last name. My name said, I've said this before on the air, Bobby Hurt. It was just, I was adopted. And, but I guess they kept it from me because they didn't want me to know.
Yeah, they probably didn't.
Yeah, but for me, that was kind of a weird thing. Like, wow, mind blown. My grandma was my mom. Talk about straight up Arkansas.
Yeah.
That's how we do it. you're on the air, Shannon, North Carolina.
Yeah, hi.
What's happening?
Well, when I was in high school, my mother, and I'm from a big family, so there's five of us kids, and I'm the oldest, and I found out that my Aunt Tessa, which is my, I thought it was my mom's sister, it was really my half-sister. It was my mom's first child.
Oh.
Like, wait, I got to do some math here.
I'm lost.
You thought she was your aunt, but she was really your sister?
Yeah, she was my half-sister, yeah.
So your mom had her, but with a different dad?
Yes.
Ooh, that's one of those weird ones where it's like they don't want you to know about a past relationship, so they insert them as another level in your family, right?
Yes.
It was, yeah. I think the circumstances were really, you know, sketchy because she was really, really young and he was an older person, too.
Oh, man, that is sketchy. Eddie, do you have anything you want to share?
Well, I mean, I guess like every 2 years, some of my uncles come up with like a kid that they didn't know they had. So I have a new cousin almost every 2 years in my
life. Congratulations,
for the last
buddy.
Like 10 years.
Dang, it's
yeah,
cool.
It's been fun.
Family gets
I welcome them with open arms. Some other family members don't like that stuff, but I was like, dude, welcome to the family, dude. Hit them up on Facebook.
More presents at Christmas or what?
Well, I have like 50 cousins, dude.
So now I come to you with open arms. Man, that was a jam too. Anybody else have a good one they want to share? If not, we can move on. No? No volunteers?
Ray?
All right. Ray, no secrets of the family tree?
Yeah, you want one from me?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Ray's in our glass room. Go ahead, last one.
Yeah, one of my cousins, she's older than me, found out a couple years ago that she dated some dude from Korn.
The band?
Is this the first one?
Yeah, the band Korn.
What? Wait, this is not...
So it's almost like my cousin was famous and we never knew it.
Wait, what?
That's stupid.
Oh my god.
She went on tour with Korn.
Did y'all ever have kissing cousins? Anybody?
No, we
didn't.
My cousin's kissing?
No. Like a kissing cousin?
I don't know what that means.
What?
No, Amy's asking if it's okay that she made out with her cousin. Basically. Like right now, Amy's asking us if it's okay that she made out with her cousin.
Whoa,
yes, you are. Stop it.
No.
Tell me, if Amy, answer the question honestly. Have you ever made out with your cousin?
It wasn't me.
Have you ever made out with your cousin?
No.
Like, Ray's dated someone in Korn, apparently.
No.
All right.
His cousin almost married someone in Korn.
Yeah.
Something his cousin was in Korn.
Part of me.
Oh,
is
that it?
It's a part
his
of
cousin
me.
Ate corn. Like,
his cousin grew corn.
It's like that game of telephone. Wait, all Ray's right. cousin was a corn
So Ray was a corn farmer?
Farmer
for a bit before he took this job. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it, buddy.
Awesome. All
right. We did a segment a minute ago where it's like, all right, what'd you find out later? So your family, we were like, whoa, that happened inside my family. Hey, Shelly in Texas, how are you?
Hi, Bobby.
Thank you for calling. So what do you think? What do you have for us here?
I think I have one to top all of them.
All right, bring the pain.
All right,
I just found out last year that my deceased father is the prime suspect of Texas' oldest unsolved mass murder.
What?
It was an entire family.
What? Do you think he did it?
I do.
What?
I've seen the original composite, and it was his gun, his truck. He was a deputy, so he was in law enforcement, and it would have been really easy for him to gain their trust.
Wow, so you think your dad was a mass murderer?
I do, so much so, as when I read the article, I immediately contacted the Rangers, and
we're doing
DNA testing right now, because there was one child that was a survivor, and he's still alive. So I figure it's time to solve it and put it to rest for the survivor.
Oh, my goodness. Like, how does that make you feel toward your dad?
Well, I knew he was, I mean.
Like, was he good to you as a dad?
I'm sorry?
Was he good to you as a dad?
No, he died when I was a year old after he tried to execute us all. So I knew that he had.
Oh, so you knew he was a bad dude.
He had the capacity to do that.
Oh, my goodness.
So I just didn't know that he had that capacity.
Well, that'll end that segment, boys. That's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought I had daddy issues. Holy crap.
You're good.
That's the dude. I'm.
That's heavy.
Dude, I'm. Dang. All right. Wow. That's heavy. That's crazy. That's like therapy stuff. Man, that is nuts. Are we going to do this or no? Amy will go first.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The problem is people aren't thinking Elvis impersonators are fun in Vegas anymore, and they're all going away. Well, we say long live the king on this show.
Yes.
Elvis Presley the king.
Amy has drawn a song. Amy, what song have you drawn?
Hound Dog.
Hound Dog. Now, would you like to hear a little bit of it first?
Yes, please.
All right.
To start.
Well, I mean, it's the first time I heard it too. So it goes, yeah,
you ain't nothing but a hound dog.
I would extend that beginning to him.
Yeah.
Just give me that solid point at me. Like,
all right, you're ready. Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
Hound dog, here we go.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. Where's my Elvis? I ain't nothing but a rabbit. What? And you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was a high class, but that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was a high class, but that was just a lie. And you were never caught a rabbit.
You didn't know the song?
No. What? He says you never caught a rabbit?
You ain't never caught a rabbit.
And you ain't no friend of mine.
You ain't know the motto.
You lose.
Oh, shoot.
All right.
Why, you think she got last place?
I don't know, baby. She didn't even know the word. Lunchbox, you up. What do you have? What's your song you drawn?
Well, you know, Bobby.
Wait, what up?
Jailhouse Rock.
All right, pretty baby.
That's a good one.
All right, pretty ladies.
All right, pretty baby.
You're going to have to give me a point and give
this
me a little.
Is like a hidden talent we didn't know Lunchbox could do Elvis?
You ready?
You didn't know there's a Elvis Wedding Chapel? I'm part-time there on the weekends.
Guys, not bad. He slips out of it sometimes,
you
but totally not bad.
You totally country there for a second.
Here we go.
Well, I need to hear it a little bit.
Here's where you come in. You ready? Hold on. I wouldn't come in yet. I would go right now.
Walk the party in the county jail.
That's where I would come in. I'll point at you.
And you know what I just found out about?
Right, Eddie?
That's called the warden. I thought it said one through a party at the county jail, but it's the warden.
Warden, yeah.
One through a party at the county jail.
I just found that out.
All right.
The one through a party at the county jail.
All right, ready? All right. Here you go, Ellen.
You got a point at me there, Bobby.
All right, here you go.
I already forgot where
here
I come
you,
in.
Here you go, pretty mama.
Thank you. Swing, you gotta hear them knocked out jailbirds sing. Let's rock, everybody rock. Let's rock, everybody wall the whole cell block. We dancing to the jailhouse rock. Spider-Man played the tenor saxophone.
Spider-Man played
tenor saxophone. Little Joe blowing on the side trombone. The drummer boy from Illinois went crash boom bang. The whole world said it was a fireball gang.
There you
Let's
go.
Rock.
I tried
Let's
to give you some
rock.
Sort of railroad
Let's
track.
Rock.
So mumbling.
Like, I tried to give him a railroad track.
You tried.
You did. Okay. Okay. Woo. All right.
Well, what did that do, guys?
I think same beat.
All right. I got stuck with Suspicious Minds, Fat Elvis.
Oh.
Yeah. No, this is where, I mean, he was
later,
almost on his way out.
Later right. in life song?
Yeah.
Here we go. Are you ready?
We got a little PB&J.
All right.
And banana.
TCB, PBJ.
Peanut butter, banana.
TCB, PBJ.
All right, pretty mama.
Pretty mama, here we go.
Hey, hit me. I got my rhinestones on. Oh, gosh, where do I start?
I'd probably go right now.
Oh, no, it's no, I got it. I got it. I got it.
All right, here we go.
I'm sorry. Start over again. Hit me one more time, baby. We're caught in a trap.
Woo!
I can't walk out.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because I love you too much, baby.
Woo! I love you, Elvis!
Come on, kiss me. Why can't you see? Come on, everybody. What you doing to me? Kiss. When you don't believe a word I'm saying.
Take it home, Elvis.
I'm running out of breath, people. Sing with me. Oh, we can't go on together. With suspicious minds.
Suspicious minds.
And we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. All right, keep it going.
No,
so
no
we're oh, okay.
Well, that was good. Good. Yeah.
I need a nap,
say,
yo.
I gotta say, that was pretty good.
That's
dude.
Pretty good, Mexican Elvis.
I mean, wow, dude.
Mexican.
They call me Melvis.
Orale, let's go.
Okay, there you go. Thank you all. Elvis over. Elvis.
You did lyrics.
Oh, thank you very much for listening to the segment. We'll be back in just a minute. Pretty Mamas. Thank you. I want to put Lindsay on in Stanton, Virginia. Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. So you've heard this before, right? Where Lunchbox can, it's amazing. He can guess people's weight within 5 pounds.
It's pretty amazing.
Listen, even I have to admit, and I like to give the guy a hard time, but he's awesome at it. So he's going to ask you a few questions, and all we ask is that you be honest with us, okay? Because we've never met, we've never spoken before. We have your word, right?
Correct.
Okay, Lunchbox, this is Lindsay in Virginia. She is 34 years old.
Lindsay.
Yes, sir.
How many kids do you have?
Three.
And what is your favorite fast food restaurant?
Arby's.
Oh, man. Roast beef in the house.
We got the meat.
Wait, what?
That's their commercial. We got the meats or something like that. I don't know. Okay. And what kind of job do you have? Are you on your feet or are you sitting down all day?
I work at a desk, but I have a stand-up desk, so I stand all day.
Very good for your health. 34 years old. You got three kids. You're from Virginia. Some nice weather. You can get out a little bit. You got to weigh 139.
He says 139. Is he within 5 pounds? What is your weight, Lindsay?
142.
Oh! Home run.
He's on a 4-person streak.
Go get a roast beef sandwich.
From Arby's.
Arby's.
From Arby's.
Come on, guys.
Curly fries.
We got the meat.
I think it's beef, right?
No, it's meat.
No, beef.
I don't know what
roast
it is.
Beef.
Okay. So, let's do it again. So, another one. Lindsay's 18 in
18.
Alabama. Lindsay, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Lunchbox can guess your weight just by asking you a few questions.
All right.
How old are you? You're 18. So are you in high school or college?
I'm in high school.
What kind of athletic activities are you in?
I play volleyball, basketball, and softball.
Ooh, how tall are you?
5'10".
Ooh, 5'10"! You play softball and you play... What position do you play in volleyball?
I play middle front.
Oh, middle front. Okay, so you're one of the setters. You're not one of the big hitters.
No, I'm a hitter.
Oh, you are a hitter. That makes a big difference. That means she has to be tall.
Right, dude, thank you for your volleyball lesson.
No,
time is up.
And you got to be skinny. I'm going to say you are 153.
Okay, what do you weigh?
155. Whoa! And I call that a spike. Ace.
Ace.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try one more. Sarah in Tallahassee, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I don't know. This is ridiculous. The Lunchbox can do this. We're going to give it one more shot. Lunch, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Go ahead. Sarah, 25 years old, Tallahassee, Florida.
Sarah, are you a Florida State Seminole?
I am.
Did you go to school there? Were you a sorority chick?
No, I wasn't.
How many kids do you have?
Zero.
And are you married?
No.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
How long you had a boyfriend?
Almost 2 years.
And how tall are you?
I am almost 5'9".
You're almost 5'9". You've had a boyfriend for 2 years. You're not married, so you're not comfortable yet in the relationship to, you know, kind of gain a few just out of college. I got you.
We got your time. All right, you got to get it within 5 pounds. Can you hit this one?
Yeah, she's 138.
138. What do you weigh?
135. Oh!
Goodness. Any parents want to hop in? The most popular kids book, I have them here, but any moms or dads right now, they have like the book to read to their kids right now. Call now. 877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number. Like if you're recommending someone, like this is the kids book you need to read, 877-77-BOBBY. Here we go. We got a new survey. You guys can go back and forth, Amy Lunchbox, until you miss. These are the most popular kids' books of all time. Okay?
Okay.
So these are the ones that you'll know them, at least most of them.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? I've read most of these. And so they go back forever, but I guess they stay popular. All right, back and forth. If you miss one, you're done. Amy?
Cat in the Hat?
Number one of all time.
That is correct. Oh, man. Okay, now I get the theme of the game.
Solid guess at number one. Dr. Seuss, The Cat in the Hat, the most popular kids' book of all time.
Hope that's not my only guess.
Lunchbox.
Green Eggs and Ham.
Coming in at number two, Woo! Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss.
I don't know anymore.
All right, those are on by now. Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Oh, those were good.
Yeah!
Clifford
Everybody
the Big Red Dog. Oh, show me Clifford. No.
I
love Clifford. Lunchbox for the win.
Guys, this is easy. The whole family, they lived in a tree. The Berenstain Bears.
The Berenstain Bears. I remember the Berenstain Bears. Show me the Berenstain Bears. No, Amy, you're back in it. That's a good one, though. I used to read that one, too. All right, so what we're looking at here. Favorite book from their childhood. Kids' books. What do you have, Amy? Think about your childhood. Favorite book from your childhood.
I know. Clifford the Big Red Dog.
You've already guessed that.
I know. Did the Cabbage Patch Kids have a book?
I don't think so. Oh, if they did, I give you a couple of them that I didn't know. Good Night Moon. Never heard of that one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it. Little Women I have heard of. I didn't
Little
read
Women.
It.
I didn't that's think that would be on there.
Kids book?
It's a kid's
you weren't going to guess it.
Yeah, we had that on our coffee table. Yes.
Okay, but you weren't going to guess it.
I got to guess.
Because it's a big book. I wouldn't
The Giving Tree by Shel. You know Shel Silverstein. He actually wrote Boy Named Sue, too. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't.
All right, so here you go. There are a few left. Amy.
Well, if Little Women's on there, I'm trying to think of movies. What is the pig and the spider? Oh,
I know it. I got it.
Charlotte's Web.
Show me Charlotte's Web.
Yes.
Charlotte's Web comes in at number six.
Oh, I have another one.
Oh.
Most popular kids' books. Let's go.
Man, I have no idea if this was a book. But old Cinderella!
We are naming movies.
That's not a book. Now you're just going straight movies.
Okay, no. I got one.
No, you said Cinderella.
Curious George.
Yes!
Amy, you are the winner, and Curious George would have been right.
No!
Amy, you are the winner. Curious George makes the list.
He was my favorite.
The Bible makes the list.
Oh.
Nancy Drew and Where the Wild Things Are finish out the top 10. How about that?
Should have got Curious George. I had it written down.
Hello, Rachel. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Give us a kid's book recommendation.
BJ Novak, the writer of The Office, he has a kid's book called The Book with No Pictures.
Lunch, didn't you read that one?
Yes. Great book. The kids love that book.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's a good
My
one.
My four-year-olds love it.
Yeah? Four, what's it about?
Basically, he uses a bunch of silly words to show you that, the way you read books with words and the colors of the words can make a big difference other than just the pictures.
That's cool. Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
No problem.
Have a good day. All right. Favorite books, and we have parents that are recommending books to us for kids. Hello, Crystal in Oklahoma.
Yes.
Give me that favorite kids book.
The Boxcar Children.
Tell me about that.
It's about some kids that kind of get abandoned by their parents. They pass away, and they ultimately live out of a boxcar for a while until they end up with their grandparents. They thought that they didn't want them, and come to find out, they did.
So what's, like, the story? Like, what's the lesson we learned from the boxcar children?
Never, I guess you could say, never expect things that you don't really know the answers to until you, you know, talk to them or whatnot. They just thought that they didn't want them, so they decided to live out of a boxcar, and ultimately,
anybody here read The Boxcar Children?
I think I remember something about them, but you know who I was obsessed with as a kid and I just remembered?
Pippi Longstocking.
Yeah.
Me too. All those girls were. Pippi Longstocking.
It's coming into.
Oh, come on.
And Little House on the Prairie. Yeah. Read all those books. All the Judy Blume books. I read all those books.
Encyclopedia Brown.
Encyclopedia Brown. Yeah. A lot of those. There you go. Congratulations on your kids' book victory. You got to start. You got kids coming in. You got to start learning these book things.
Okay. Hey, it's your Bobby Bones on. What's up, Bobby?
When we were kids, the cool words to say were like awesome, cool, you know,
rad.
Probably a little before
That's
us.
That's fly.
Oh, I would say like.
Yeah, fly for a bit.
Yeah.
Later on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, those are, and you know what's sad? We still hold on to them.
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, dude, that's awesome.
That's so cool.
And I wonder if, like, kids hear me or us say that, and they're like, listen to this old-timer using the word awesome. And I say that because Amy has a niece. How old is your niece now?
12.
So she uses the word dumb, but in a positive way, right?
Yeah, and I don't know that she uses it all the time, but she definitely said it, and I thought she was saying something was dumb. And I was like, oh, but apparently dumb means cool.
So...
like, so dumb.
So those headphones, like, you're wearing, dude, oh, totally dumb,
yeah.
Dude.
Or,
thank you, dude.
Or that song is dumb. It's dumb. Like, I can't even, like, handle it. It's so good. It's,
guys,
dumb.
Why are you so shocked? Ray says this stuff all the time. He talks like a 12-year-old.
Ray.
You say dumb?
No, I say disgusting.
That means really
okay,
cool.
But you know what? Disgusting's fine, because I think like it's just... it's like so much.
Like sick.
It's so
that
good.
Comes sick. From sick.
Sick.
Like
there
even sick. Like I'm even on the back end of sick.
Dude, that's feverish.
Okay, no one says that.
No.
Like,
dude, that's stomach ache.
No.
That's
dude, that's
cool.
Diarrhea.
That's
no,
Pepto-Bismol.
I'm even, again, on the backside of sick, because right when I stopped picking up new words, I started to say sick. Like, man,
oh.
You know, but... ooh, that one was borderline.
Yeah, that's sick.
I don't say dumb. You can't say it like that. It's got to be like regular. Like that. Yeah, I can't let you do it right now because it sticks out. Okay.
The bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the bomb was one. Remember when the bomb happened when we were kids?
I still use the bomb.
That's so dated.
You do?
Yeah, and you can say
thebomb.com. No, you can't.
You can't what you say.
No. And then now that we have emojis, you can use the bomb emoji.
I don't know. I don't do that. And that's watching. Don't do anything like that.
What?
I'm not sending anything with that.
That's dumb.
That's,
I mean,
okay, but remember, bad was a thing when we were really, really young.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
I was like, man, that's bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
Now
yeah.
It's like
that's
killing
bad.
It or slay.
Even killing it, I use killing it.
Not
I don't use slay.
Slay.
I
use slay. I try to say killed it, and Bobby
dang,
used to like
slayed.
It just, it's if you're comfortable with it. You can say anything you want, but you have to be
you
comfortable
told
with
she
it.
She can't say killed it?
Yeah, because she was like, I killed it. And I was like, no, you have to say it, but you have confidence in it. It's
right.
Like wearing clothes. You're like, ooh, I don't know if I can... just rock it. Like, who cares?
Oh, right, right.
But if you're like, I don't know if this looks right, then it doesn't.
Yeah.
I feel...
it's like when you don't use a word.
In my outfit today.
Like,
maybe
you
slay that outfit.
I don't know.
But you can't...
I don't know about slay.
Ray, what else are the kids saying?
Legit.
That's been around for a while. Like, that's, I was doing the hand
MC
gesture.
MC Hammer did legit.
Yeah, dude. Too legit to quit, dude.
What
gnarly.
Up?
Out of here.
What is it?
Gnarly? No.
No, that's, dude, that's
maybe
80s.
That's a bring back.
My buddy's Californian. He always says, man, that's pretty gnarly.
Okay, maybe that's...
Wicked. People say wicked.
Well, if you're from Boston, Northeast.
Yeah.
But gnarly could be like a West Coast thing.
Yeah.
You know, there are also terms depending on where you live. You know, in the South, we have fixin'.
Oh, right.
You know, there are words. Anyway, mm-hmm. I just thought it was...
Yeah. Do they say like that? No.
I've said yeah for years.
I was about to say one, and then I was like, I don't know. Do they? But you say like, that's fat. Like.
We're so tight. That's
like
tight.
PHAT. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, those are old. Tight's
no.
Old. Like, we might still use them. I don't think he might use those anymore.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, we got another dumb segment coming up in a minute.
Oh, dumb.
Yeah.
Like, dumb.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yep.
Legit.
legit.
It did.
It's
Brad.
Bomb.
It's gonna be sick, dude.
Bomb.com. All right. Google it.
All right. That's ill.
Show.
I told you guys I had a game. Lunchbox and Amy will play against each other. Eddie, I've got to disqualify you because you're a dad and you're going to know all these.
What is it?
What it is, it's animated movie songs.
Oh boy.
Dominate.
Okay. I got this.
So I get you it. Will dominate so you can't play.
Respectfully.
Okay. You'll respectfully bow out?
Absolutely.
All right. So what I'll do is I'll play you a song from a cartoon movie.
Okay.
Name the movie. You ready?
Ready.
Song number one. And I need to know that it's Elton John. I don't need to know that it's Can You Feel the Love Tonight.
Oh.
I need to know what movie it is.
Okay.
Oh. I almost got the movie. I'm in for the win now.
Excuse me?
I'm in for the win now.
In for the win now.
I'm in.
Okay. Amy.
Lion King.
Lunchbox?
Lion King.
Lion King is correct.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Number two, name the song from the cartoon movie. Everything is awesome. Oh, what's the movie? Yeah. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome. What movie is this from? It's Tegan and Sarah, Everything is Awesome.
I'm in for the win. Is better when we sleep
together. Okay, I'm in.
All right. Amy?
Minions.
Minions. Lunchbox.
It is the Lego movie.
It is the Lego
That's
movie.
That's right. Yeah. You saw that.
Lunchbox 2, Amy 1.
I want to see it, though.
Name the movie. Let it go.
Let it go. Can't hold it back. I watched this alone on my couch. I'm in for the win. Let
it go. All right, Amy.
I've never seen it. Frozen.
Lunchbox?
Frozen.
That's correct. LB 2, Amy 1. Or LB 3, Amy 2.
Yeah.
I don't know the scores. Next.
Sing with me now. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-by your mind. Look like a boy too shy. Ain't gonna kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la. Ain't that sad? Ain't it a shame? Too bad. He gonna miss the girl.
You know, I feel really bad not knowing your name.
I'm in.
Can you name that movie, Lunchbox?
Yeah, duh. I'm in for the win.
What do you have?
Cinderella.
No. I thought maybe the water I would throw it. Amy?
Little Mermaid?
Yes!
Nice, yeah.
Amy!
Got it. Context clues. And she was singing it, so you knew the song.
Sha-la-la. Yeah. That was the crab singing, I think.
Sebastian.
Yeah, Sebastian.
Name the movie. Ready? It's a cartoon movie. A whole new world. A new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no.
Where to go. Or say we're only dreaming. Oh, boy.
It's
Lunchbox.
Clear.
Aladdin.
Amy?
Aladdin.
Yeah!
Good job.
Awesome.
One more.
We both went positive.
We have tied. We're tied here. You each have four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One more. Come, turn a little faster. Come, Accidentally in Love from The Counting Crows.
I'm in.
What movie is
this? Drop mic.
Don't drop the mic until you win.
Drop in, I'm in for the win.
Oh, yeah, man, take. What do you have, lunch?
One, two, three, Shrek.
Shrek, yes.
Yeah. Don't drop Mike when I got his name answer.
Double overtime. Oh.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your stress. I mean the bare necessities are Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life.
That's...
wherever I wander.
I've never heard this song in my life.
Really?
I couldn't be found out my big home. The bees are...
I've never heard that song.
Neither one of them may have.
I've never heard that in my life. Bare necessities. What do I need the bare necessities for?
Lunchbox.
I'll go with Cinderella.
No, Amy.
Yeah, I Winnie the Pooh. Oh, man.
What do you have?
Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, fair guess, but it's the Jungle Book.
Oh, the Jungle Book. Oh.
Triple overtime!
Triple overtime!
Never seen the Jungle Book.
Me neither.
I believe I can fly.
I'm in!
I believe
this is a jam. All right, let's see if Amy gets it. Amy.
Okay.
Good.
Space Jam.
Yeah, Lunchbox. Yeah.
Space Jam! Dang.
All right, let's try one more. Let's try one more.
No, wait, play that song some more.
For the win. Can you get this? It's the first one to get it.
Oh, so we just yell?
Yes, just say the name of it.
And if you get it wrong?
You say our name or we say the name?
Just say the name of the song. You only get one guess.
Name of the song or the movie?
The movie, the movie, the movie.
Ready?
Yeah. We are Siamese. Hey, it's Cinderella.
Amy Cinderella. No. Let's watch. You're all alone.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm such an idiot.
We are Siamese if you don't please.
We are Siamese. What has cats? Oh!
Okay.
I have no idea.
Oh. Cinderella, I bet. They can say Cinderella.
No. I'm going to go with Siamese. That is Five O Goes West.
Okay.
That's a good one.
And that's not even the American Tale. Like, no, he went the sequel to the American Tale.
Five O Goes West.
Yes. Like, he didn't even go original. He went Five O Goes West.
Is that a cat?
No,
did
it's a mouse.
Tie?
A mouse. It's a mouse. It's Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang it.
You tied.
I know.
That's a fun game, though, right?
Yeah.
Lunch goes for, like, the made for a video only version of
Land Before Time 4.
Charlie Gets Hungry.
I was close.
103 Dalmatians.
I almost guessed 101 Dalmatians.
Okay, all right, thank you.
This is the Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
If you want to get the green light to cross, you want somebody to let you out, basically you have to just smile at someone. Like, I have this whole thing, I think we all do, where, man, if I let someone out and they don't wave at me, I get so mad. Like, way madder than I should. Like, if I go, you know what? You go ahead and go. All I want is like the hand up. Like, thank you.
Yep.
And I look hard too in the window. Even if the window's tinted, like, I'm like, did they give me the wave? Because I wave. I'll stick my hand out the window. I'm so grateful.
You make sure. You're like, yes. Both hands. You're like,
I'm
waving.
Like, I get out of the car. I'll stop and get out of the car. I'll be like, thank you. And then get back in the car. But you got to make that a priority. Drivers are twice as likely also to stop at pedestrians if they're like, hey, and they're smiling at them. Hey, let me through. A study finds that open roads with cars and people, if you just smile at the person,
yeah,
that they'll let you in.
I think this can apply to so much in life. Smile and wave.
I also judge people on what kind of car they drive, too.
What do you mean?
I'm like, oh, they're rich. They don't need to get out right now, do they?
You do not. You're like,
in your fancy pants car, I think I'll make you sit back there for a second. Yeah.
So if they're in a not so nice car, you're like,
I'm like, I feel you, bro. Come on. Let's go. I got you.
You're like stopping traffic for them.
I relate. Come on. Come on. Like, yeah, I do. Probably subconsciously a little. I judge a little
That's
bit.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I always find... Nah, it doesn't matter.
What?
I don't know. Not that... No, I don't want to say it.
Why?
Say it. Just I always feel like the richer the person in the car, that they don't wave back as much. Like, I've done studies in my own head on this. Like, they're just not as nice.
What if they're borrowing their boss's car?
Okay, but most people aren't. Most people are just driving their own car.
What if they're...
A lot of what ifs here in this game.
What if they can't really afford that car, but.
What if they don't want to take their hands off the steering wheel?
Because they're scared they're going to wreck it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true, too. There are a lot of what ifs. I'm just saying, in my discovery, that's what I found.
Okay.
My data that I've retrieved.
But, end of the day, smile and wave.
Yeah, smile. Just smile. Eddie yelled, bumpy road ahead.
Yeah. I see it.
We're about to get into this crush conversation. You're married or you're in a relationship, but you have a crush on someone else, but you don't act on it. We're not saying cheating, we're just saying crush. And is that okay? So, we're going through the calls right now. I don't think celebrity crushes...
Yeah, I was about to ask that. Does that count?
Like, Melissa in North Dakota, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
I'm all about celebrity crushes. My husband and I definitely have our celeb freebies, if you will.
But would you really allow him, let's say his celeb freebie is Halle Berry, would you really allow him to do whatever if she said yes?
Oh, heck yeah. His is Jennifer Aniston.
Wait, and so, okay, good.
But it's
good.
For real, for real. We're not in fantasy land.
Let's talk real life here. So Jennifer Aniston meets him and is like, hey, I'd like for you to come hang out with me just for the night. You would let him do that?
Yes.
Really? Wow.
I admire your honesty.
Yeah.
Who is yours?
It has to be returned if Channing Tatum.
Okay, well, but it doesn't have to be returned.
Both of you guys meeting those people?
Right. Just one of you probably
slim,
gets the option.
So then you live, you know, with...
So if he does that, does that mean, like, you both have to get it, or if one or the other, it doesn't matter?
One or the other, wouldn't matter.
And you guys are both cool with that.
If it was those people, yep.
Okay.
See, this is a
so you don't think you're gonna...
It's awesome.
This is a life where they think that celebrities aren't real people. Like, yeah. They're real people.
It's not really gonna
happen.
Like,
if Channing Tatum was your next door neighbor, this would be so wrong. Even if he was famous. Like, it's a person.
Okay, so, but like, I think you maybe think you're gonna handle it okay and it'd be fine, but if you never met Channing and he met Jennifer, then a couple years later, or...
Ain't
days,
no good in the hood.
Months, weeks, it may creep up and you're going to be like, oh my goodness, what happened?
Sarah?
Yes?
You're in Georgia. Thank you for calling. Your thoughts on this?
I think it's totally realistic to have a crush on somebody, but I don't want to know if my boyfriend has one.
So you know he probably does. You just don't want to know about it. So what you don't know don't hurt.
I don't think, like, I trust him enough that he wouldn't act on it, like, if it was an innocent crush.
Not talking about acting. We're eliminating acting from the conversation. That's cheating.
That's why I would be okay with him having, like, an innocent little crush.
Okay, fair
enough.
Yeah,
is it an innocent
and would
crush?
You, yes, very innocent. But would you want him to, wait, and you don't want to know, though?
No, I don't want to know. Like, if a customer came in that he thought was cute, you know, he always kind of got a little excited when she came in. I don't want to know about that.
Okay, fair enough. See, I have Samantha over here, too, and she's an interesting, because she's married, and they actually had the talk about it. Right, Samantha, you talked to your husband about this?
Yeah, I did.
And so what did you say to him?
Just told him, you know, I have this crush and that, you know, it was nothing that I was going to act on, but it was, you know, just something that you just couldn't help.
And he said?
You know, just don't act on it.
It's open and honest, folks. They're at a level maybe that everybody else wishes they could be because that's their feelings and they're sharing their feelings.
I feel like I want to call my husband right now.
And do what?
Ask
tell him to have a crush on Lunchbox?
There was a time. There was a time when I had a deal when I was dating my husband. We weren't married yet, but we were in a relationship, yep. And he thought that I had a thing for you.
Oh, everybody thinks that.
I know everybody thinks that.
Over the years, I've dated Amy, Nada, Morgan, yeah, every girl on the show, Eddie.
But other people would put that in his head, and then he would think.
Oh, like real life people in your life?
Yeah, like real life people. They'd be like, I don't know. And then he would be like, yeah. And then one time on the phone, I accidentally called him Bobby.
Oh, that was not good.
That was not good.
That was not a good time in any of our lives.
No.
Because I felt like I was about to get the crap beat out of me, and I didn't do anything.
And again, we were dating. We weren't married at this point, but we weren't even engaged, but it was, he said something, and I was like, Bobby. And then I was like, I mean.
Oh! Are you addicted to your phone? Like, I know before I even read these questions that I am. Mm-hmm. My phone is my buddy. Like, I wouldn't be connected to anyone if it wasn't for my phone. People are always like, the phone keeps you from talking to people. Not me. It actually keeps me in relationships. Not romantic ones, but...
Like FaceTime ones.
FaceTime ones, text ones, or I would just sit in my room all day. Are you addicted to your phone? Ready?
Ready.
If you wake up in the middle of the night and your cell phone is the first thing you check, you're addicted to your phone. Yes or no?
I don't do that.
Oh, man, I do. I always look to what time it is, if I'm late to work, if I have any text messages.
Checking the time is different.
Any emails, do all that.
Okay, so you're checking for messages. And
if I wake up and look at my phone, I do the whole rundown.
Nope.
When you're alone, your phone is your main source of entertainment.
Yeah.
Me too. When you start to feel anxiety, it's because your phone level, your battery's getting low.
Oh, my battery's always low. Nope.
Yours is always low. It drives me crazy.
It's always on red.
Mine is always charged. And if it's not, if it gets on my gas tank, if it gets below by half, ugh.
Oh, did you see whose car
crazy.
I drove to work today?
Your husband's truck.
You
I saw
why?
That. Why?
Because mine's out of gas.
You never have enough storage. Now that I'm good at. I always delete because I'm very organized.
Amount of storage, like right now. If I want to take a picture, I have to delete a picture.
Oh, no, that's
like,
you.
Right now, I'm at one in, one out.
It's like a club back in the day.
It's horrible.
Sorry, capacity. It's two horrible. People come out. All right, next two in.
Yep, it's horrible.
You get the fire code on your phone?
What?
What's fire that? Code. You can't get enough people in. You have too many people
in. Oh, yeah,
fire
code. Yeah. Like that bouncer at the club with the clicker.
You can't start the day without checking your phone.
I can start the day.
I can't. First thing I do when I wake up. You check your phone compulsively, even if there's not a notification.
If I have it with me, yeah, probably.
Yeah, me too.
You use your phone in the bathroom. Oh, yeah, definitely.
You used to take your computer in there.
I know. I know.
Which is weird.
But now my phone's so big, I don't need
You're
to.
You're good.
I just can't see. So I would hit my computer. Now I can see. You panic if you think you've lost your phone.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's just because life is on there.
If I can't see my phone, if it's not in my visual range for a few minutes, I freak out.
I've really worked on my phone at dinner time situation. Or
yeah,
out.
Me too. I'm extra on it. Like, I find things to read while
that's
I'm
not
on
working
phone.
On it.
Yeah,
working on it means putting
way.
It away. Because no. I got real bad at that.
At just being on your phone?
Having my phone out during meals and stuff.
I think not embracing your phone is running away from life.
Yeah. Like, what are you scared of?
Yeah, what's wrong? Everybody's there.
Mm-hmm. Why are you trying to hide?
People used to send them to the TV. Like, don't watch TV while you're on the phone. Or while you're eating dinner. Because it takes away from everything.
Mm-hmm. You can enjoy the...
I watch TV and get on my phone. Okay. Same time. Stream two shows at once.
You're crazy. I don't know how you live that
way. I don't know.
You're so wild.
Crazy. I'm wild child.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, listen. How about this? New Jersey wants to take the drinking age to 18, which I think every state should. And this is from someone who doesn't drink. Never had a drink. So I don't say it to someone who's like, man, I wish I could have started partying earlier. Mm-hmm. But for me, as I look at it from, I'm standing outside the forest looking right into the trees. Why kids go crazy? It's because they're told you can't go crazy. It's like, hey, you can't drink till you're 21. Drinking is something adults do. Drinking is something that you're not allowed to do because you're... So what do? They want to get drunk. When you go to these foreign countries, the alcoholism levels are so much lower in these European countries because it's not an issue. Mm-hmm. It's like, do your thing. Just do it responsibly. You can start doing it early. It's not a big deal. So they lower the drinking age to 18. By the way, you can go serve in war, but you can't get a beer. That's the part that, like, if we should just have an age. Voting is the most important thing that we do in the United States. I mean, we pick the leader of the free world. We can go and pull the lever and make a decision on who's going to be the leader of the free world, but you can't go and buy a Bud Light at 18. Let's decide when the adult age is. If the adult age is 21, then that's fine. Then you can do everything at 21 and nothing before. You can vote when you're 21. You can buy lottery tickets when you're 21. Whoa. You can buy beer when you're 21. But if the adult age is 18, you should be able to buy alcohol. That's it. If I'm running for president, I make it.
So you don't serve our country till you're 21?
Everything. Adult age.
Yeah.
If you're an adult, you do the adult things. And that's part of it. But I think the adult age is 18. And if it's 18, let's do all the adult things at 18.
Like rent a car.
18.
Yeah.
You're an adult. Like, when you turn 18, you should get a car that says you are now an adult. You're a functioning adult. You pass the adult test, whatever that is. You can do all of these things. Congratulations.
Ooh. You can have an adult party.
That's just common sense, right?
Yeah.
How do we have things? How are you not able to buy beer at 18? A beer. Why do you think kids go crazy when they go to college after they've been at a private school or homeschooled and kept from? Because they weren't allowed to forever. It's the same thing. It's why people go nuts when they start drinking.
Anyway. It's why when you have helicopter parents like Eddie, woo, when they get to college.
Oh, Eddie's taking this hard, too. I'm watching his face.
This
I wasn't
talk
realizing
is
that.
Stressing me out a little bit, yeah. Like,
it's not about you. I wasn't aiming this at you.
No, I know.
But if you're told you can't, you know what you do? You want.
And you do.
Well, but
and sometimes
I mean,
you die.
Because kids do good with rules and boundaries. I mean,
yeah, rules and boundaries are great. I never had a single rule in my life. You know how many I broke? None.
Because you didn't have any, yo.
Yep.
Well, but that's not always
snap.
The case. Like, you're special.
But listen, I'm very special.
You're
listen,
special.
Eddie the Eagle over there is trying to, you know, have kids and raise them right. I know it's tough being a parent.
But you're right. I mean, though, that adult level, it's just like, what do we think is an adult? And then the law says that
if you tell your kid, you're not allowed to have Doritos, like, at all. What do they want?
They're going to go get Doritos somewhere else when I'm not around.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, you just don't.
That's just my opinion on the 18, and I think New Jersey's got it right. I think, you know, they'll do it state by state. It should probably do it federally. If I were president, no construction at night. And 18, you're an adult. That's it. You do adult things now. Thank you. The ages when different parts of your body start hurting. Headaches and migraines start at age 24 for most people.
Although I gotta say, I've had bad headaches. I don't think I've ever had a migraine, because people that say they have migraines, they talk about this unearth-like pain that I've never experienced.
I've had two in my life.
Because it's like they can't even see light without it just absolutely incapacitating them. I have never had a migraine. Number two, back pain starts at 33. I'm there. We were playing a Raging Idiot show in D.C., and I pulled a sock off because I wore tons of socks on stage, like layers and layers and layers of red socks. And then I give them to the crowd as the show goes along. It's totally stupid. I don't know how it caught on. But people take, Eddie, they take them, don't they?
They do.
I don't know why.
And they hang them on their walls.
And it's like a tradition we do at Raging Idiot shows. And I pulled one off and I hurt my back. And I was like, oh, I can't move. Cramp. Can't move. And you know what? I fought through it. 33 back pain. Do. 37 knee problems. Don't have those yet, but I do hear lots of popping in my knees.
My knees ache when it's going to rain.
My fingers do. Have you hurt your knee, though?
Yeah, I mean, I think I have bad knees from when I used to run a lot.
I've broken fingers and ribs, and so they hurt when it's going to rain, too. We asked Dr. Oz about that.
Yeah.
The first gray hair shows up at 39. Mm. Now, in my head, I have no gray hair. In my chin, on the left side, I have a little patch of gray, which I still consider a blonde. However, you guys can say it's gray all you want. Probably is. And in my sideburns, the bottom of them, I get just a little bit of gray, which I call blonde.
You call it what you want. I found three blonde hairs then this week, actually.
Three blondes.
Yeah.
Congrats on your three blondes.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Now, arthritis starts at 40. Hot flashes start at 50.
Ugh. I'm not looking forward to that.
Have you had any yet?
No. I don't think so. I'm normally always freezing cold. But
that's because you need to eat.
I eat.
Boys, judges?
No, not really.
I don't think so, yeah. Hey, what's happening, guys? Napa Studios here. I'm asking about your first kisses. I remember mine. I was like 19. I was late. I think I was like 15 or 16 or something. Maybe earlier. But I can tell you this. Let me tell you the worst first kiss story ever. Because I don't remember my age. But I remember going to Kansas City and roofing houses, and that's what I did for a while. And I didn't get to go doom, doom with the nail gun. For the first while I roofed houses, I was the tear off and clean up. Meaning I took a shovel, I went up on the roof, you take the shovel, you took it under the nails, you shove your foot in it, you tear the shingle off, you throw it on the ground. Then you go pick it up and put it in the truck. It's the worst of all the jobs when roofing houses. And so I spent the summer roofing houses, and one of my uncle's buddies had a daughter who was around my age, teenager. And she was like, hey, she come over. I think she felt guilty that I didn't have any friends. She said, come over. We're going to play some games. And we started playing Spin the Bottle, right? And I'm probably, again, I don't know, 15. I'm not sure. So we're spinning the bottle, and it lands on this girl that's there, who's a little bit older, but not too much. But, you know, like 1 year difference when you're that age, that's quite a bit of difference.
Yeah.
And also, let me tell you, I was no Casanova like I am now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Back then, I was not the ladies man that I am now. So it lands on her, and they spin it again, it lands on me. And I'm not kidding. I remember as vividly as possible. She goes, no. Right to my face.
Oh, in front of everybody?
In front of everybody! She goes, no. And so, that was my first kiss.
Sorry.
I know. My first kiss was with someone who wanted nothing to do with kissing me. It was awful. It was a terrible experience.
She still did it, you know? She didn't, like, get up and leave.
She wanted to.
You know what? I would have rather her been like, you know, I'm going to pass on this one.
Oh.
Instead of going, no.
Yeah, God.
And then
hard.
She leaned in like... Like when you're going to eat something you don't want to, like Fear Factor. Mm-hmm. She was basically on Fear Factor.
But then afterwards, she was like...
afterwards, she was nice. Like... Bleh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's my first kiss story.
That's rough. Mine was... I was either 12 or 13. I was spending the night with a friend, and two guys rollerbladed over. She was interested in the other one. And, yeah, it was in her driveway, and he was on rollerblades. And it was really awkward.
Yeah.
And he was my boyfriend.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, that makes all
you know, for at least a few weeks.
And then you got
like
married?
That. No, then we broke up. I don't know.
I always feel like it's a little funny because Amy's husband will take Amy and I on dates. Like last night, we had to go to a charity event together, and we're both all dressed up, and Amy's husband's driving us to the date. Like, he even picked me up, like, because I had to get there. So Amy's husband drives up in his big monster truck, because he's got, like, a big, cool, manly truck, right?
Yeah.
And so he's in his hat and his beard, and he's like, hey, what up? And so I get in my jacket and tie, and Amy's in her dress, and we're all dressed up. He's like, all right, kids, have fun.
Be back in 2 hours.
Yeah, and then Amy and I go into the event, like, all right. I'm like, well, that was really nice of you.
I appreciate it. I know.
Like, either way, it's fun.
I was like, bye, have fun.
Bye. Bye.
I'll text you.
See you soon. Yeah. How old are you? Eddie, have first kiss?
Oh, probably about the same age as Amy. Was that like 10, 11?
Oh, whoa. I said I was 12, 13.
Whoa, playa?
Oh, yeah, dude. At the skate park, too. Like 10? The skating rink.
Oh, wow. See,
I never even got a couple skate till I was 24. Man, that's crazy.
Show.
All right, so we were talking earlier in the hour. Our audio producer, Ray, is 30 years old, had to retake the driver's test because all he had was a learner's permit. So what happens? It's been forever for us to take it, too. So what happens in the test?
Well, I mean, you're just getting in your vehicle, and a lady sits in the side of it, and she tells you everything to do, and then she'll yell at you if you do stuff wrong.
So what did you do first?
Well, you back out.
So, okay, you back out. She's like, okay, let's back out of here.
And I did that wrong. She said you have to check every one of your mirrors because they could have reset.
So you we got an X first.
So
okay.
She did a little X. Then right. We go to the stop sign, and I waited at that stop sign, which seemed forever.
Yeah.
She said you have to wait for 2 seconds till your entire vehicle stops at a stop sign.
Otherwise, it's a rolling stop.
Or it's an X. I got another X.
Okay, what else?
Okay, and so then she wants you to change lanes, so you have to turn on your blinker.
Yeah.
You have to do your blinker 2 car lengths before, not any sooner, not any later.
Okay.
I did that right.
Ding! Oh, yeah. Yay.
Okay.
And so then, if you're driving, regardless whether you're doing your blinker, you always have to have 2 hands on the wheel.
Okay.
I never drive with 2 hands.
Okay.
So she gave me a little X. But the rest of the time I drove with 2 hands, so I was
ding!
Good. And then she also said, speed limit, you have to be at 5 miles an hour under. That's the limit on the sign. You should never go over the limit.
So, wait, that's a lot of X's.
Which she would tell me, and I'd learn from it.
Oh, okay.
Then the rest
so
of the trip,
got to
I couldn't do that.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
She allowed you to correct.
Did she have a brake on the floor? Her own brake?
No, it was my car.
Okay.
But
she rode in that thing?
Yeah.
Did you clean it?
Yeah, it was good to go because she had to check all the lights, the blinkers, yeah. The windows, and she wouldn't let me have the radio on. I tried to turn on the radio, and she said, no radio on while you're driving. I was like, okay.
Boring.
So, did you pass the test?
I passed the test, but it was kind of awkward because she goes, all right, whoever is going to be riding with you, they need to come in the car too. And I was like, I'm 30. I just drove myself. And she's like, you've been driving by yourself? I said, yeah, I've had a license before.
But you're illegally even driving by yourself.
Exactly. Where's your parent? Are they in the vehicle? I'm like, I'm 30.
But you're good.
I'm good.
Oh, Ray's got his driver's license. All right. Congratulations, Ray.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
Get your bones on.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Everyone, all together now.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Bobby Bones.
Say it with me now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Mm. All right, the average woman spends blank. How much on beauty every month?
I gotta take the average of, like, does that include getting your hair done?
Uh-huh. Like, haircut, tanning, manicure, pedicure, makeup, all that stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
A month,
gracious.
The average woman spends blank.
I'm gonna average it out for the year. $50 a month.
You're going low on purpose. Come on, do it honestly.
Okay, fine. $100 a month.
It's $175 a month,
my
the
goodness.
Average woman.
What?
You spend that. You just don't want to say it.
I don't want to admit it to myself. That's the problem. It's like, sometimes when I go get a manicure, I'm like, dang, I could have totally done that myself.
How much on coffee?
Oh, $50.
$30 per month. The average woman spends how much on exercise a month?
Oh, probably gym membership, yoga membership, $75.
$50 a month.
Okay.
How much on clothing? The average woman spends how much a month on clothing?
Oh.
Does that include shoes?
Yeah. $200. I don't know. Average $250.
$120.
<Okay. laughs> See? And then when I go high, I feel stupid.
But I'm just asking you what you think. Mm-hmm. There's no right or wrong answer.
Honey,
here.
If you're listening, I don't spin that.
Okay. I see you and Nod on commercial breaks over there buying clothes and looking at stuff.
What?
You guys, you think
no.
I'm sick? Yes, you are.
No. Okay, normally they're on sale or price matching.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I'll be like, you got those on sale? And I call and I'm like, my friend just got these on sale. I paid full price 3 days ago.
How much on pets a month?
Oh, dog food.
This is what I spend probably the most on.
Bobby's like, $1
million. Yeah, all of my paycheck.
Okay, $50.
$75 a month.
Okay.
I'm like, I pay a dog walker $20 a day to go to my house.
Yeah.
Listen, that's what I spend my money on. That and...
Not a pedicure?
No. No coffee. Not really. I get haircuts.
Yeah.
A decent amount.
But you don't have to spend like beauty products.
I don't. And my haircuts are fast and pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Probably not next to dudes, but next to girls, pretty cheap. You guys have to go for like 3 hours and stuff.
I know.
Oh, the struggle is real,
yeah,
or what?
Yeah, you can like read a book.
Yeah.
A whole book. A couple books.
Bobby Bones.
Man, so happy you guys could spend even just a few minutes with us today. Thank you so much. Gotta go. Hopefully you guys will be around. We'll be around. I'm around all day, actually. Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter and Instagram. And if you have the iHeartRadio app, search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. Thank you, guys.
Come on, y'all.
Bobby Bones Show. Yeah.